The Santa Anas blew in hot from the desert, shriveling the last of the spring grass into whiskers of pale straw. Only the oleanders thrived, their delicate, poisonous blooms, their dagger green leaves. We could not sleep in the hot, dry nights, my mother and I. I woke up at midnight to find her bed empty. I climbed to the roof and easily spotted her blonde hair, like a white flame in the light of the three-quarter moon. "Oleander time," she said. "Lovers who kill each other now will blame it on the wind." She held up her large hand and spread her fingers, let the wind trace itself through. My mother was not herself in the time of the Santa Anas. I was 12 years old, and I was afraid for her. I wished things were back the way they had been, that Barry was here, that the wind would stop blowing. "You should get some sleep," I offered. "I never sleep," she said. I sat next to her, and we stared out at the city that hummed and glittered, like a computer chip deep in some unknowable machine, holding its secret like a poker hand.